Now, this election turned a lot of focus on the process of voting itself, and NPR's Miles Parks covers voting. He's in our studios. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
In a way, this is reassuring. There were so many fears of voter intimidation and threats, and I'm not saying there was nothing across the country, but by and large, it seems Americans just went out and voted like they always do.
I know. When Election Day is boring, it is really good news,
yeah.
Right? And I do feel like, I mean, there were, I want to be clear, a number of kind of isolated small issues all over the country, which
sure.
is normal anytime you're transacting, you know, millions and millions of pieces of paper, right?
Yeah.
The most high-profile instance was in Maricopa County, Arizona, where a number of ballot tabulators malfunctioned due to a printer error. It was fixed after a couple hours, but we saw members on the far right really immediately start pushing that this was some evidence of some fraud conspiracy, including the Republican governor candidate, Carrie Lake.
Well, let's listen.
2 minutes into voting, we had people being told, well, you're going to have to put your little ballot over here into another box. Guys, the fake media back there tried to tell us we were wrong for asking questions about our elections.
We will just note that there seems to have been nothing there, just as Donald Trump lost the election in 2020, which I believe is something that she's rejected.
Yeah, and, you know, we should say also that election experts were expecting this. They basically said, we're going to see probably a number of isolated mistakes in this election, and we're also going to see a number of actors probably jump on those mistakes to try to say they're evidence of some conspiracy. They're not. You know, this is everything kind of going as planned.
There is another factor here, though, and that is the matter of people who say the election system is corrupt. People who reject what dozens of judges and thousands of election officials from both parties affirmed in the 2020 election, who rejected Donald Trump's defeat in 2020, and many of them were running for office yesterday. What do you learn from those races?
They are. These are Secretary of State races. I've been monitoring them all over the country. We're still waiting on the three swing states, which are kind of the key states we've been watching, Nevada, Michigan, and Arizona, where Democrats are running against fairly extreme Republican candidates who all say they think the 2020 election was stolen, and importantly, because of that, they want to restrict access to things like early voting, mail ballots. So we're still waiting on results in those races. We have seen a number of election-denying candidates win, though, in some more Republican strongholds, places like Indiana, Wyoming, Alabama, and election officials are really, really worried about that trend because you look ahead to the 2024 election, and you've got potentially people kind of pushing different narratives about the security of the election. We didn't see that in 2020. Election officials generally were on the same page about the security of that election. It could be really messy for voters to try to figure out what's going on.
Although I will take note, Alabama, Wyoming, Indiana, at this point in history, none of them is exactly a swing state that would be expected to be close, although who knows in 2020.
Absolutely, but you can imagine what would happen if voting officials in those states were saying things about the election systems potentially in other states. It could just muddy the waters, which is what, you know, election officials are really worried about.
When you talk overall with election officials, how do they feel the system is held up here in 2022?
I think they feel very, very confident and excited, honestly, about the fact that they were able to put this election forward in the way they did, considering they've seen a historic amount of threats and pressure this election cycle.
Miles, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.